After witnessing the power a governor can yield during a state of emergency, State Representative Richard Collins wants to revise that power. Collins introduced a bill that would allow the governor to declare a state of emergency for 30 days, but after that time would require legislative approval to extend every month beyond that. He says this bill isn't designed to disparage the governor or his handling of the current coronavirus pandemic, but to assess the mechanisms in place to respond to emergencies.
Do we want one person to control the government, or do we want the representatives of the people elect, to have a role in our government as well? And frankly, until March of 2020, I never thought anybody had any question about that. But now it is worrisome that we have fallen into the concept so easily.
A similar debate is taking place in Michigan, where the legislature voted to revoke a law giving the governor unchecked emergency powers and forcing them to use another law that requires legislative approval. Other states, like Texas, give the legislature the ability to terminate an emergency order on their own. Collins's bill is only sponsored by Republican lawmakers and would likely need a veto-proof majority in the legislature to get past the governor. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.